MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
The cutest computer on the planet, without doubt, is Apple's Mac Mini. Chris Miller from MacStation joins me. The Mac Mini is just, you almost want to cuddle it. It's so cute.
Well, you have different tastes than I do, Steve.
You're telling me you don't find it cute?
I wouldn't say that. Okay. I just don't know if I'd want to cuddle with it.
Okay. Well, when I first looked at the Mac Mini, I don't know how long ago, Apple brought it out because I think the reason they brought it out is they wanted to make it easy for people to switch from PC to Mac. And
you
could buy one box, it's just a simple little box, and then all of your peripherals, all of your PC peripherals would happily run on the Mac Mini. And it was brilliant from that perspective. Like, it was a $600 computer, $700 computer at the time. And just simplicity in its simplest form as far as a PC went.
No, it's a brilliant design, and you're totally right. That's exactly what it was built for. So if you wanted to upgrade your parents or upgrade a friend, all you would have to do is pull out their giant tower, put in this little tiny coaster of a device, and it's completely switched. They don't have to change their mouse. They don't have to change their keyboard. They don't have to change their monitor. They don't have to do a thing. It just works. It's just a simple little machine, and they're into Mac. And they haven't had to really do anything.
Is it still the same?
A little bit, but not so much. It is still used by that for a few people. A Mini is still a great little device if you're just looking for a cabin computer or a shop machine. I've used it a lot. But what it's really getting used for a lot is one of two things. One, as a media server. If you want to be, because it has an HDMI out on it, it's the only machine that has an HDMI out in from Apple. It's got the SD card reader. It's got the DVD in it, of course, and you can connect it to a hard drive and run a whole media center off of it, be it stereo, television, the whole nine yards.
Now what we're talking about doing is we're talking about taking the Mac Mini, we're talking about putting it in your media room as your media server.
Yeah.
And it becomes the hub of TV, movie, radio, music, all of that sort of stuff running through this. Is it just with the stock software that comes with iLife? Is that enough to make it work like this?
Yeah, you could just use iTunes.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously, if you happen to own an iPod Touch or an iPhone, you can control iTunes completely with the remote app. Or if you just have a wireless mouse and keyboard, you can do it the old-fashioned way, with the TV interface, using the TV as the monitor.
Okay.
But you can completely run a whole center off that.
Okay, so with the HDMI cable, so we can kind of boil back a little bit, you're basically just plugging that into HDMI in your plasma or in your LCD, big screen TV, Mac Mini living there, and connected to the internet, Netflix, something like that for watching movies,
easy.
and easy peasy.
Yeah, just that simple.
A little bit expensive as far as a digital video recorder and that sort of thing, but still, it's a Mac.
It's nice.
You can do all sorts of things. I'm still compelled by the Mac Mini. I think it's one of the most compelling products that Apple releases. It's quiet, it's simple, and it's tremendously elegant. And they start at, what's the starting price? About $699?
$699,
$700. $699, $700. If you want more information, where do they want to go?
They want to go to MacStation.
That's it. Asked for?
Chris.
Sounds good.
Well, the other guys know some stuff too.
Okay.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation. Who said business and pleasure don't mix?